Well, that'd be a show when he plays that tape. I don't want to hear it.
You should want to hear yourself. Look, I'm going to get up and go. I'm going to run and see about my grandbaby.
Is she sick?
Well, I haven't heard from her since the other day when she took her up to the doctor and I told you that Mary said she had the measles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I haven't heard from her since. So I'm going to go and see if I can't go down and cheer about it.
Yeah.
Usually measles is not such a bad thing, but there's so many different types of them now.
Yeah.
And this rubella measles that they call.
Has the oldest one had measles?
I think she had them about 3 weeks ago.
That would be just about right for them to have them now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that they both are going ahead if it's measles that they got. I'm glad for them to go ahead and get through with them before they get up.
Before school age. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I'll see you in the morning, if the Lord
bless.
It was nice meeting you.
If nothing happens, I'm hoping I'll be here.
This door, so you won't have to come down and latch that.
All right.
Excuse me.
Sure.
You take care of me. Okay. She said a while ago, that ankle had been swelled a sight, and she'd been massaging it every day, and a while ago she went to massage it. She said, well, I believe the minute I come in here is a blessing, said the swelling's going down.
Well, maybe. I hope so.
I tell you, I run the sewing machine some yesterday, and my ankles both just swelled terrible. They hurt one and the other one. The vein in this one got pretty bad, and that sort of scared me up about, I've had inflammation in my veins, and now I can tell you one thing. I don't like to sit around and tell folks what I was wrong with me and all like that. That don't interest me at all, talking about that. But just sometimes it just comes up, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
But when anybody gets as old as I am, they're going to have in it, you don't know what they're going to have next.
Yes, ma'am.
But then you sit around and worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to. You left some?
My glasses, I wouldn't have gotten them.
You know, she's like me, she can't drive without her glasses.
We're talking about vegetables that grow around here. You didn't mention radishes. Do you have any of those?
Yeah, lots of people grow radishes. Nearly everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't eat them. They're too hot. You know, if you ever have an ulcer, anything with vinegar or pepper or like radish, anything that way, you don't get that no more.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this doctor that treats me, he's been treating me since 1966, when I need it. I tell you, when I need it, I go to him. I've got a good doctor in Mendenhall, too, and that's a lot easier to get to. But they work together. Each one of them knows what the other one does. But anyway, that is an internist in Jackson. And if something comes up that we don't know what to do with, well, Dr. Miller sends me right on up there, and he examines me and x-rays me and finds the trouble, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he tells me that was a great big ulcer, and that it's never peeled off slick and smooth like it should. It's just what he calls scabbed over.
Mm.
And he said that anything like vinegar or pickles or pepper or anything that way would knock that off.
Mm.